This week, the world lost a legend of African music. The Ghanaian musician Ebo Taylor has died. He was 90 years old, and since the 1950s, he was a defining force and sound behind highlife music.
Highlife music is something that it's danceable music, it's very melodic, but an easier way to describe it is it's kind of like the funk soulful precursor to Afrobeat.
Adrian Young is a musician and producer based in Los Angeles. He co-founded the Jazz Is Dead record label and produced some of Taylor's music. Highlife in Ghana became the soundtrack to post-colonial Africa when the country gained independence from the United Kingdom in 1957.
Brothers and sisters, lend me your ears.
Songs like Love and Death could be heard in bars all over West Africa. And while Ebo Taylor was a star across Africa, highlife and Afrobeat didn't really pick up in the U.S. until the early 2000s. He spoke about that shift in 2013 at Afro-Latino Fest in Belgium.
Biggest change in music is that African music is now in focus, and people are more interested in African music than before.
Taylor played his first show in the U.S. in 2022 when Young brought him to Los Angeles to record.
As soon as the flyer went up on our Instagram, man, it blew up. And then tickets were selling out from Chicago to New York.
The Jazz Is Dead label released an album of original music with Taylor in 2025. Much of it was improvised on the spot by Taylor, his sons, and Young. And it was the last album that Taylor recorded.
And he's sitting there, like, singing and just bobbing his head and kind of getting crazy with the music. And I'm like, he's 90 years old, and it's making him feel like that?
Taylor was creating music until nearly the end of his life.
Music does not stop. You know, I don't know where we're going next, but I will still be playing.
Taylor's son announced his father's death on Sunday, writing, quote, "Dad, your light will never fade."
And so it goes easy.